Hello, I'm Kelly Klinger. I am a former extra on the Mickey Mouse Club and was once a background singer for Britney Spears. I am a daughter, a sister, a wife, and a mother. I am a songwriter, a friend, a blogger, and a Christian. I am also a post-abortive woman who has lived with paralyzing self-hatred and suffocating guilt because of my choices. After finding healing in the arms of a loving God, I also found a resounding voice inside of me to speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the unborn babies who are no longer safe inside the womb, and for the millions of women who are feeling the destruction and pain that abortion leaves in its path. Please join me for the Colorado March for Life on January 21st at 12 o'clock noon at the Colorado State Capitol as I honor my children in heaven and all of the lives that have been stolen by the abortion industry. Help us continue our fight to end abortion now and promote personhood in Colorado by adding your voice to mine. I hope to see you there.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and welcome to Joe Scott. Joe, great to have you back in the studio.
Thanks, Bob. It's great to be here.
You just left another studio. You walk out of one and into another.
With you, by the way.
That's right.
Daystar.
Daystar is the Denver affiliate of a Dallas-based Christian network, Daystar TV, and they have a show, a local show. It airs all over up and down the Front Range in Colorado, Celebrate Denver. And the host, Linda Evans Shepherd, she just interviewed us on the March for Life on Friday. And wow, was that a really well-run show.
It was.
She did a great job. And her producer, Trish Lord, and the whole crew, it was like being on ABC in Hollywood.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
They really do a wonderful job, and they make you feel so welcome and yeah, and so needed.
And for them, this is not just a checklist item like a Christian station might want to make sure they do something about a pro-life effort. They have a passion to stop the killing of unborn children in America. That was great. So we need to share some of the things we just shared with the Daystar audience. We need to share right now with the radio audience here at KLTT and Bob Enyart Live. So the big news, let's see, there's a number of big things for this Friday at the Capitol at noon. But one is the young gal who's coming to Colorado. Could you tell us a bit about Kelly Klinger?
Well, she's a young mother, but before she became a mom, she was one of the fill-in stars, if you want to call it a star, on the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah, she appeared occasionally on the Mickey Mouse Club on TV.
Right, and she was a backup singer for Britney Spears.
For Britney Spears, which is the only time that name has ever been mentioned on Bob Enyart Live without it being immediately followed up with insults and criticism.
That's true.
Because Britney Spears, not only has she really worked hard at destroying her own life, but she has helped to destroy the lives of millions of young girls who have thought that what they need to do to be liked is that they need to be tramps.
Right.
They need to behave like sluts.
Britney Spears started when she was young, so she had a young audience following her, and she brought them right up into this vile lifestyle with her.
Right, exactly. So whether it's drugs or alcohol or pornography or sexual immorality, which leads, of course, to disease and abortion. That's
right.
She is going to stand before God one day, and she has a lot to answer for.
Yes, she does. And Kelly Klinger was one that was following her.
But yeah, undoubtedly young gals idolizing this famous, wealthy girl.
This rock star. You know, all these kids.
Is that what she does? She's a rock star?
She's a rock star. Well, Kelly Klinger, praise God, has found Christ.
So she has become a Christian.
Yes, she has.
So, but the Hollywood entertainment Disney world got a hold of her and was basically, I don't know the details of Kelly's life, but like so many others, she was being brought to destruction.
That's right. And she destroyed two of her children.
Oh. So yeah. She, in fact, we just heard her speaking at the beginning of the show, and it's tragic but precious the way she refers to her kids.
I just love the line when she says she's coming to Colorado to the March for Life on Friday on the west steps of the Capitol to honor her children in heaven.
Mm.
It so much does this culture destroy the humanity of children, and that just stabs it right in the heart. She's honoring her children in heaven.
Yeah.
What a neat way to say it.
Yeah, she got it right on. And then not only is she coming here to encourage us, but one of the things we did on this Daystar program is we pointed out that she is a young life for the Lord now.
Yes.
She is committing her life to serve God, and she's not a brand new Christian, but she is taking on her responsibility to share the gospel and the truth, the need to protect the innocent with our country, with those around her, with those she can influence. So not only do we need to get together Friday at noon at the steps of the Capitol to be encouraged, but we can also encourage her.
And that's so important because we have not that many young people coming up in leadership positions that have the kind of background that can speak to the group that she's speaking to. She was following Britney Spears, a rock star. There's so many young girls out there right now that are following people like Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana. She can reach those girls. She can tell them what life is really like, but it's going to be difficult for her, and we need to encourage her.
To encourage her and to encourage one another. That's one of the reasons we get together at church, is so that we can have the fellowship of the saints, the believers, to encourage one another to live for the Lord and to don't lose your life in temptation and the things that moths and rust can corrupt.
That's right. And sometimes when you're out there, especially in a speaking capacity, you're not around a lot of people that you know all the time. And you walk in, speak, leave, you're on a plane, you're doing this, that. You feel like a lonely voice. That's why it's so important that we be there for her, to let her know that she's not the only one.
Yeah. So, and that's the way the body of Christ is supposed to function, that we support one another. We submit to one another, love one another, serve one another, encourage one another. In this battle, Joe, we talked about it with Linda on this really, really neat Daystar program, that this battle, the battle is the Lord's and his people. It is the body of Christ that will rise up to stop the killing of innocent children. If we think we're going to wait for the Democrats to do it, it's not going to happen.
Well, Jesus told us to follow him, not the politicians.
Yeah, we follow him. If we think we're going to wait for the Republicans to do it, it's not going to happen.
No, it's not.
I pointed out on that show that the Right to Life movement has offered $10,000 to anyone who could name a single pro-life justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. $10,000. And they can do that because, sadly, there isn't one. There
That's right.
is none. Who has ever advocated in writing, verbally, in a majority opinion, in a dissent, that the unborn child has a right to life. There are none. So what's come up to this point politically has been a failure. We have destroyed the federal judiciary, we being the pro-family industry.
That's correct. And personhood is changing that now.
Right. Personhood is teaching judges, politicians, the media, the families of voters all over this country and in Colorado, that the child is a person who has his rights granted to him by God.
Thank God. Bob, that was the thought in the early and late 70s after Roe versus Wade.
Yeah.
We fought for personhood. But as groups came in with influence within the Christian church, they wanted to leave the personhood message and go to regulations, follow the politicians. They have
the money and power crowd came in and usurped the pro-life movement, which was a Christian movement. and they turned it over to lawyers.
That's right.
And they said that we're going to win this based on the laws of science. They didn't want to mention God. They taught Christians all over the country, don't mention God
right.
when you're fighting to end abortion. We're going to win this based on science. And Joe, which one of the laws of science use the concepts of right and wrong?
There isn't one. There isn't one.
There are none. None of the laws of science say it's right or wrong to lynch a black man. They don't address the topic. So you can't win a battle of right or wrong based on science.
Right. And some of us realized that a long time ago. And that's why I'm so encouraged by the personhood movement now, because it's changing the face of the pro-life movement. It's drawing a line in the sand. Those who want to follow God are going to watch God move. Those who don't can stay with their politicians.
Mm. And so during that program, Linda, the host, she ran a great video by Ronald Reagan.
Boy, that was really good. That was the first time I saw it. It was phenomenal.
I really liked it. It's really great. It's at personhoodusa.com. Ronald Reagan was calling for the nation to recognize the personhood of the unborn child.
That's right.
I mean, these are his words back 30-some years ago. And the National Right to Life movement, after he became president, they turned him down. And they said, no, we don't want to go for a personhood amendment. We want to take a state-by-state approach. So 30 tragic years later, 50 million aborted children, you come to today, and National Right to Life says, we're against the state personhood efforts.
I know.
So they were against it nationally. They wanted to take a state approach. They're against it state by state. So what it turns out is the pro-family movement has been co-opted by politicians and lawyers, and they've turned it into a fundraising effort to re-elect
politicians,
to elect politicians. And it turns out it's been a total failure because they've said we need to do this to get good judges, except that the judges we have put on the bench, and they're, if you count them all, we've put hundreds of judges in office,
right,
on the bench over this period of 30 years, and there's not a one at the federal level that we can identify that is pro-life, that believes that the baby has a right to life. Not one.
I know. You know, when I was listening to that video, that, well, it's a video, but it's the voice of President Reagan. He said, there's 15 million children dead.
15 million back then.
Back then. And my heart just sunk. It's 50 now. When are we going to learn?
Because at Planned Parenthood, what they do, you know, the kids, millions of babies have been aborted at Planned Parenthood, say, between the ages of 10 and 12 weeks. They do abortions. In Colorado, it's legal right up to the moment of birth, all 9 months, for any reason. But Planned Parenthood, they do them up to, do you know how many weeks they go?
17.
17 weeks, 5 days, something like that, into gestation. But we have, of course, like Warren Hernon Boulder, where he advertises, he does abortions into the third trimester, and he charges $30,000 or so to kill an older baby, because it's hard to kill a baby, and you could get a lot of money for killing someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so Planned Parenthood has done millions of abortions, and let's take some of their abortions. Are, for example, millions of kids who have been old enough to suck their thumbs, play with their toes. When they sleep, they dream. Their brain goes into REM. Their eyes go into REM, rapid eye movement, in the womb. And they go into beta waves and all. And when they're dreaming, just like we do.
That's right.
And they have killed those children. The way they do it is they use a suction technique where they use a suction aspirator. And literally, there's ultrasound videos of these, where they grab onto the baby's leg and they literally rip the baby's leg off his body.
Yeah, they call it a straw. They put it into the womb and just search for any part of the baby they can get first and then just suck that part of his body off.
And the baby, on an ultrasound video, the baby is doing everything she can or everything he can to get away, sensing, you know, imminent harm, danger, and that baby is then torn to pieces, killed.
That's right.
And so these people are murderers. They kill kids, and God is grieved when a mom kills her child. He prohibits it. He gets angry. He says, don't do it. And if you love your neighbor, you will warn your neighbor. If you're apathetic, if you don't care, if your neighbor kills her children, then you don't care. But don't confuse apathy with love or spiritual maturity.
That's right.
Because it's apathy. People didn't care that Jews were being killed, that blacks were being sold as slaves. They didn't care. That wasn't spiritual maturity or love. That was apathy. And Joe, the Christians who say, well, I don't care, it's not my job, I don't care about other people's sin, well, let somebody try to seduce, say, that Christian's husband.
Right. She's going to care.
She's going to care. Or let somebody try to kill her child. Or let somebody try to steal their money or their car. All of a sudden, they care about other people's sin.
Right. And they don't think twice about being combative about it.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to the phones. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART. 1-800-836-9278. Let's go to the phones in Denver. Oh, we got a last name here, too. Trey Smith. Trey, you're on with Joe Scott and Bob Enyart.
Hi, Trey.
Bob, I'm so excited about the march on Friday. Here was my question, though. Yesterday, I'm listening to a show on KOA. You might be familiar with it. It's called Stump the Professor.
Oh, yeah. I have a feeling I know what you're going to ask, but go ahead.
The professor seems stumped. What I heard on the show was that he was talking about a debate with you on creation and evolution. Is that going to happen or is that not going to happen?
Well, what a neat question. I'm glad you're asking. Joe Scott, I don't know, you were up in the mountains, you and your husband, this weekend,
yes,
so I don't know if you've heard, but on KOA, Professor Fred Eber, he has a morning show there for years, on Sunday mornings for a couple hours, and he is a Darwinist. He believes in neo-Darwinism, evolution, the Big Bang and all. And my producer sent him an email offer on Friday to debate either the age of the earth or biological evolution. Trey, we offered to debate the Big Bang or whatever area of difference between a creationist and somebody who's not a creationist.
Now, Bob, when you say evolution, is that the is that the theory where we came from monkeys? Is that mathematical evidence for that now?
Well, that's, you know, some, like Mike Rosen on KOA, he mocks any caller who says evolution says we evolved from apes or chimps or monkeys. And he says, that's so uneducated, that's so ignorant. Well, I could quote leading evolutionists who say, look, the primates that we've evolved from, they think we did. If they were here today, people would call them chimps and apes and monkeys. So he said, so it's disingenuous to criticize somebody for saying evolution teaches that we evolved from apes. So, yeah, that's that theory. And here's the update. As far as I know, Trey, Professor Ebert has not decided, but it was pretty neat. He asked his audience to weigh in whether or not they'd like to hear a debate. And most of his callers said, yes, they would like to hear the debate. Even an atheist who called in said he'd like to hear the debate. Even an evolutionist, they said, we'd like to hear this debated.
I'd like to hear it debated.
I'm in the yes group. I would absolutely like to hear that debated, too, if it were possible, Bob.
All right. Well,
I didn't call in, but
all right. Well, thanks.
Show, but I'm in the yes group on that. I would like to hear that debate.
All right, Trey. Thanks for calling in and bringing it up on this show. Appreciate it. So,
wow, Bob.
Joe, we don't know if it will happen, but Professor Fred Ebert, Stump the Professor, the host of that show, I listen to that show regularly on Sunday morning when I'm traveling to church. You know, it's convenient. KOA is Colorado's number one radio station for news, talk, sports. And so it's convenient, and I'll tune in and hear what he has to say about evolution, the age of the solar system, the age of the earth, the universe, And I think, boy, it'd be fun to debate the science.
Wouldn't it?
Debate the science.
So you've been listening to him, and you know pretty much where he's coming from.
Yeah.
I have a feeling you'll blow him away, Bob.
Oh, well, that's kind of you, Joe. I don't know about that, but let me tell you a secret that he doesn't know.
What?
And he's a professor. Does he work at CU? He's a professor.
Mm-hmm.
We did this debate 7 years ago. We had a debate. Now, he doesn't know
this.
No,
he doesn't.
You might know this.
I do.
Okay. Well, not everyone in the audience knows. We debated the age of the Earth with a geophysicist, John Nichols, who was the president of one of the nation's geophysical societies, and a mathematician from CU up on the professor's campus in Boulder.
Uh-huh.
And so it was a geophysicist and a mathematician versus Christian Bible-thumping talk show host, and a friend of mine who is a science teacher at a Christian school, Maranatha Christian Center, and he's a young earth creationist. So we debated. We had a moderated debate. It was a three-hour debate, and there were all kinds of folks there who believed that the earth is billions of years old, including one physicist who flew in for the debate from Seattle. And after the debate, the old earth camp in the audience, this was downtown Denver, it was over 100 people in the audience, the old earth camp was depressed. They were depressed. And this physicist not only said it, but he later put it in writing that the old earth side lost.
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember that?
Yeah.
And he is not only a physicist, he's an atheist. He's an atheist, a well-known atheist in his circles. Physicist, believes the earth is billions of years old, and he said our side lost.
Well, he's honest.
Well, he was honest that the young earth side won, and the professor, Stump the professor, should realize that debate was not against some kids going to high school taking a science class. It was against a geophysicist and a mathematician who believed the earth is billions of years old. And they did very poorly, or at least our side did well enough to convince both sides of the debate that the young earth side won.
Maybe you shouldn't tell Stump the professor, Ebert, okay. That.
Okay.
Maybe he won't do it.
I won't tell him. And I'm sure he doesn't listen to the show, right? How many? You know what he did say? So I actually heard 3 minutes of his program, the last 3 minutes of his first hour, and he was talking about whether or not he should debate somebody on the age of the earth. And it surprised me.
Uh-huh.
Because on Friday, my producer sends an email offer, and Sunday morning, so I'm thinking, who's he want to debate? Who's he talking about? He was saying the other side, they might want to quote the Bible, or they might, they might not believe in the scientific method or this and that. And I thought, man, it would be so fun to debate and just talk about the science.
Right.
That would be fun. And so we'll see what happens. Joe, do you know a conservative author named Greg Jackson?
I do. He's a pretty neat guy.
Neat?
With three G's.
With three G's. Greg with three G's.
Yeah.
And he has spoken with the speaker, the singer, who's coming into Colorado,
okay.
Kelly Klinger. So let's go to the phones and get an update on the March for Life. Greg, welcome. You're on with Joe Scott and Bob Enyart.
Hey, Bob and Joe.
Hi.
Thanks for having me on. I spoke with Kelly Klinger, and I can't wait for Friday. And I want to encourage anybody who's listening to this show at lunch on Friday to go to the State House because, maybe some of your listeners, Bob, might be thinking, well, personhood, that's just election time stuff. And, I was thinking about that because, number one, a lot of people might feel kind of a little bit burnt out. I think you would agree,
oh, yeah,
Bob and Joe.
That's certainly possible. Yeah.
So it is kind of valid, like, oh, God, marching and doing this stuff. So what are we really marching for? What is this really all about? And that's kind of the nub of the thing. I'm going to be involved with it Friday and introducing Kelly. And I decided to talk to her on the phone. Just after talking to her, this is a post. She describes herself as a post-abortive woman. She's had a number of abortions. And like you said, Joe, she's come to know the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. She's been reborn. She has new life. And God is using her and her husband, I might add, in an amazing way. And one of the things that I think that, so why are we marching? And you know, she and I were talking this morning, and I think really it's to stand as Christians for those who can't stand for themselves, regardless of what the polls say, regardless of whether there's an election or not. We don't have the option as ambassadors of Jesus Christ to stand in the gap and to testify to the truth, regardless of, it doesn't matter whether it's an election or not.
Greg.
Not only that, but there are also, Bob, as I'm sure you know, as a pastor, even among Christians, thousands and thousands of Christians that have either know somebody or have had an abortion, that will, I believe, really, really be so blessed by hearing Kelly speak on Friday about her experience and how God can do anything and how he can turn the negative thing that happened in her life into a positive, and that there is an answer and that there is salvation. And I can't wait for people to have the opportunity to hear that message as well.
Amen. We have only a half a minute left, but Greg, I'm thrilled that you're adding your voice to Joe Scott's, to mine, Leslie Hanks, Doug McBurney, Lolita Hanks. Are those Hanks related?
No.
They're not related?
I always ask
well, they're
that
sisters
too.
In Christ.
Hey, if you go back to Noah,
then they are.
They're related.
Yeah.
But
hey,
I think
Bob,
you got to go
one,
back
one,
about.
One,
yeah,
one,
real
one,
quick.
One quick thing. God will bless a faithful remnant who stands unabashedly on his word. And if we would just walk by faith and stand on his word, miracles will happen that we couldn't even imagine in our wildest dreams.
We would never, right, this battle will not be won by politicians,
no,
by lawyers,
not.
By the media. It will be won by the body of Christ, honoring yep. God, trusting him, and standing up for the innocent. And Greg, it helps us preach the gospel. It
Amen.
Helps us to be more real. It's
yes.
like Christians in Germany who thought they were being real and ignoring the growing anti-Semitism. They weren't being real. Their families were destroyed. Their churches were destroyed. And that destruction is happening today in the lives of Christian families as they're being destroyed morally and increasingly economically.
We can't be silent any longer, Bob. It's time for the church,
Amen.
The body of Jesus Christ, to testify to the truth and not be ashamed or embarrassed.
Amen. Thank you so much for calling in, Greg Jackson. Joe Scott, thanks for being on Daystar. Thanks for being on Bob and Yurt Live.
It's an honor.
Will you be there at the March for Life?
I will.
All right. I'm really looking forward to it. And we'll announce how many babies were saved, and we'll be releasing the balloons.
Mm-hmm.
So, Joe, let's thank the audience. Thank you guys for tuning in. Our website is kgov.com, kgov.com, and may God bless you.